We have often spoken to you about the importance of not trying to be perfect, which we know has been a challenge for all of you at one time or another. But when you are in a time when the world around you is requiring flexibility, and we do not mean of the evil kind, we mean of our understanding that the change around us is enormous, then we certainly do not need to be looking at how to do all of it perfectly. That would be an additional burden, and one we do not wish you to impose on yourselves. So it is an interesting time also to watch your emotions, because these times require you to absolutely understand yourself and your tolerance, and to take care of yourself in a way that you do not normally have to do. And so when you find yourself weary of a thing, it is absolutely good to separate yourself from it. This, however, is moving into some other areas, because what is going on is so clearly wrong, and it is so clearly asking you to take care of yourself in this kind of energy you are living in. It is going to have some deeper influences on you that you may not understand for a while, because once you grow used to feeling and reading the thing that is good for you and not good for you, you carry that skill forward with you in life. Even now, there are people who are having to make separations in their lives. This kind of time and pressure has brought it about. You may find yourself not able to tolerate some things that perhaps you tolerated before. And you may find some things grinding on you that never did before. Now, while this may be unpleasant in the moment, it is nonetheless directional. It is teaching you about who you really are. It is showing you what you can afford, what you cannot afford. Now, none of this, of course, is calling for war, but it is calling for self-acknowledgement. And when when the storm has settled a bit, what you will have with you is an increased knowledge of how to take care of yourself. You will have an increased understanding of what is true for you, and an increased faith in your own ability to discern, your ability to know not only what is going on inside of you, but what you see outside of you. Now, when you get this kind of skill and you are peaceful, it is a wonderful thing, because there will be a time when you can look over and know the lie and simply know it. Acknowledge that within yourself. Do not ask yourself what is wrong with you that you thought the lie was the lie. That is the old patriarchal way. But when you know what you know in peace, then you have gained a great power. And again, since so much change is going on, you may find that there is some change that is engendered in your life, even when it may feel uncomfortable, perhaps uncomfortable. But we would like to encourage you to peacefully know what you know. and to put aside as much as you can the pretense and the hypocrisy and the things that all patriarchally ruled women have been taught to do. Now, the danger here is if you know what you know and feel and you are sure of it and you are angry, then there is a problem because you will not be able to simply hold what you know and make your decisions for yourself based on what you know. You may feel the need to war, to do damage with others, and we would like you to be spared that. It is, the power is in the knowing and allowing organically your life to move around that knowing in the way that it was intended to do. For some people, you will find that you may not be able to maintain every friend that you have maintained before, because when the energy of the lie is bigger than the energy of your truth, the spiritual discomfort is tremendous. And you will not be able, nor should you, go on with your life in this, with this clash. You may find yourself not in this very moment, but we are perceiving that in the spring, you may be finding that you are drawing to yourself a new kind of person. And that is a person who is doing what you are doing. They are knowing what is true. They are sitting with it in peace, and they are letting their knowledge of that truth shape their lives. Your truth does not need to be exactly what their truth is. That is no longer the requirement. But as we begin to discern more, we are going to be drawn to those people who are living in truth. And what is the draw? The draw is that those people are safe. There is not a secret game going on. That is simply how they are living. And they have respect for the way you are living. If you take this, of course, to a very, shall we say, expanded degree in the world, you will see that these are the components that actually create peace. And because they are so important, we want you to focus on them. Now, none of this means that everything is comfortable. Of course not. Change is happening. But it does mean that you are being asked to aim your vision more toward what is true, because that is the heart of peace. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel the blue of peace come all around you and surround you, and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling. And let that warm rain wash away the stress of the world. Let it wash away confusion and pain. And let it go as the warm rain falls all around you. And see in front of you a column of golden light. And know that it is the universal light in which you were created, which sustains you and makes you wise. And step into that light. Feel it all around you. And feel the golden light shining above your head. Open your crown and let that golden light bless your crown and make you able to receive more of all that is good for you. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye. And feel the third eye open and become wise and clear. And let it show you yourself and the best way to walk in the world around you. Let your intuitive qualities awaken and walk with you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your throat center. And let the golden light in your throat become a teacher about all that you say to yourself, to others. Let the throat center become golden and full of love, so that you release harsh communication and you embrace loving kindness in all of your communications with yourself, with others. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your heart. And feel how hungry your heart is for the light that provides everything. So let that golden light flow into your heart and see your heart like a garden and feel the golden light like the sun and see that water runs through your garden and flowers grow. And feel the heart releasing its stress and its anger. Let the light displace it and heal the place where it lived. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your solar plexus. And let the light displace any emotions you might be carrying that would make your life hard or would make you unable to walk in your own peace. Feel that there is light there now, and the emotions have been released. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And gently release the judgment and the shame that you may have gathered in your lifetime. And see the golden light make a waterfall so that the center does what it was intended to do. It washes away anything in your life that you do not wish to hold. And feel your body lightening as the judgment and the shame leave. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light, with its great intelligence, work with your intelligence, with your desire to create. And let the golden light strengthen that, empower that. And let the golden light, still filling you, move to the field past your body and see yourself with that light in you and all around you. And know that that light will draw to you magnetically what is intended for you from the world, from the universe, from yourself. Now move your attention into your heart center and see that the universe has left a gift for you there, resting the mind, not trying at all. Simply allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.